This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
The thrill is gone.
The Boston Bruin theme song.
That's why I picked this music off for today. BB's one of your favorite entertainers, right?
Of all time. Saw him in person at the end of his career.
When he was sitting down playing the guitar.
It was on the riverfront.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes these guys, I saw Tony Bennett at the end, and he was really brutal. Sinatra at the end at the Enterprise Center was rough. BB, despite the fact that he couldn't stand, was still unbelievable.
His fingers were okay.
Yeah. And his voice was good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, the last time I saw him here, it was at Peabody. The old opera house, and he was really bad. He was missing notes and things, and I really felt bad for him. A lot of complaints, but it happens when you get older, except for people like me.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, a little baseball conversation. Well, it's not good. I guess it's five victories in their last 19, I think. Yeah, it was 4-18. Yeah, 5 out of 19. And the month of May, we just want this thing to end for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Thank goodness for the Blues.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Boy, when this playoff round is over, hopefully the Blues can regroup. Schilty, as I've said at the beginning of the year, I'm not going to put all of it on him because I like the way he's done, handled Dexter Fowler and, of course, Willie McGee as well. Starting pitching and the advent, letting Reno, although he's pitched well, I still would have gone out and got another arm.
Boy, I think I like Schilt. I like how he handles the clubhouse. I think you need to make lineup changes, though.
Yes.
And I think that needs to start with Fowler moving the leadoff. Mm-hmm. I think if he's leading your team and on base, I think part of the issue with the lineup and consistency is when Goldschmidt and Ozuna are consistently batting with nobody on, they're pitched differently.
Right.
They're getting a much heavy, steady dose of breaking pitches and less fastballs, and they are not as good at hitting those pitches as a result. Whereas if you put a guy at leadoff who gets on base more consistently than Carpenter, which is a lot of players right now, then they're more likely to see pitches that they're going to be able to drive, and that should increase offensive potential. Rotation is a major issue. In part, Chuck, as you mentioned, they were very confident heading into the season about their starting five. They didn't supplement it. And now with Austin Gomber on the injured list down in AAA Memphis, they're down to pretty much one guy who can come in and sub in as a sixth guy in Daniel Ponce de Leon. And they have two pitchers on their rotation who you're not sure what you're getting start to start. And Waka, which at this point you're feeling you're not going to get enough from him.
Well,
and Dakota Hudson, who has been off and on throughout the season. So when you have one sub for two people, you're in a bit of a huge rut, rather, actually. And then because of that, your bullpen's being taxed, and now you're down to three guys out of your bullpen who you trust.
Why do we keep, year in and year out, keep going with this Waka Frankenstein experiment?
Well, let's face it.
I just don't get it.
Last year, Michael Waka, before he got hurt, was headed to the All-Star game. But what you say this year is absolutely correct, and it'll be interesting because as the commish broke it to us yesterday, they have some off days here, so they can skip his start. Now, I'm wondering what happens when he's ready to go back in the rotation. I guess he'll get another start for sure, but the leash is getting shorter and shorter. And Alex Reyes, and do we have anything on him?
Alex Reyes started last night, or the other night, at least in Palm Beach.
And?
5 innings, 1 earned, 2 hits, 2 walks, 6 mm-hmm. strikeouts. Now, I wonder, I saw Derek Gould tweeting about this. Obviously, he at least had the presence of mind to punch the wall with his non-pitching hands.
Yeah.
With his left hand, that's injured, but, you know, the DH is used in the minor. So if you want to bring him up because he can pitch, he can't hit, or at least won't be able to for a little bit because gripping the bat's going to be rather difficult. And I wonder how fielding is and being able to glove a ball if it's hit back at him. But that's neither here nor there. If he can't hit, can you still try to at least make him a long reliever where he still might get one at-bat? And are you willing just to throw away that one at-bat and tell him, even you know, he can't grip it, so just don't swing?
Well, my worry about the Cardinals are their old nemesis, and they're playing tremendous baseball. That's the Chicago Cubs. Man, one of the hottest teams in baseball. Who would have thought they'd be in the position now? That's what scares me about the Cardinals. And the Cardinals better look in their rearview mirror for the Pittsburgh Pirates as well.
So this
the
weekend,
Pirates are ahead of them.
Yeah, that's right. They are now.
The Reds are in their rearview mirror. The Cardinals are closer to last in the Central than they are first right now.
The Reds, of course, are hitting pretty well.
This weekend, it's going to be the Braves who come in here with that explosive offense. Interesting pitching matchup tonight. Mike Foltynewicz will go for the Braves. His ERA is nearly 7. And then Miles Michaelis coming off probably the worst start of his career last Saturday night in Texas, where he only went about – he went an inning last Saturday. Is that right?
He pitched into the second and got rocked again. Yeah. The Braves have won 10 of 13. They got off to a rocky start and are playing – really good baseball. Foltynewicz, you rocked the last time you faced him in Atlanta, so you would hope for a repeat. But more so than just the Cubs playing well, other teams in the National League are playing well. So even if, I know the joke has been over the last couple of years, you're shooting for the second wild card. Well, the Braves are 3.5 games up, or at least 2 games up on you right now. The Padres are a game better than you. The Pirates are up on top of you right now by a game in the National League Central. So you're facing a situation where you need more than one team to lose on a nightly basis, and that really buries you, especially heading into the second half of the season, August and September, when you're rooting for multiple teams to lose. The likelihood just goes so much further down in making the postseason when you find yourself in that situation.
Is Shilty the manager, like I repeated early in the season, is he the manager that knows how to make adjustments? Is he the manager? I know the players love and respect him. The heck with that. You got to juggle this lineup. You got to do it.
So far, he hasn't made any, but boy, he needs to make one now. Somebody texting in about Dexter Fowler. How long do you keep playing Fowler because of his contract on pace for 43 RBIs? What? Dexter Fowler has an on-base percentage of .413, slugging .441, .854 OPS. I mean, he's absolutely fine.
He has a .133 OPS plus, which would be a career high. As you mentioned, his OPS is 70 points higher than his career average. Dexter's been one of your best players.
Yes. Don't mess with him.
No. He's not
well,
the
mess
problem.
With him, moving the lead off. Mess with him that
way. Yeah, I would do it that
move
way.
Move him up, yes.
Who would have thought?
Isn't Schnucks doing something today that's Matt Carpenter related?
No, I haven't gotten a note on that. Let me see if the Schnucks Twitter account has posted it. I'm not sure when we're allowed to mention that.
Yeah, because it's interesting.
Released.
Around the time that they broke out the Carpenter salsa. He went on that home run binge.
Yes.
And now Schnucks is about to break out something else that maybe I shouldn't be talking about it until it's actually
I don't see it. I'll have to ask the manager if we're allowed to bring that up, because Martin was kind of referencing that earlier in the week when our guy Zach stopped by. We got to figure out a way.
I was told not to mention it.
We have 9 pairs of Cardinal tickets to give away for the June 25th game against the Oakland Athletics. Steven Piscotty's return to Busch Stadium.
Very nice.
So this is for the right field pavilion. We got to figure out a way to give these out.
So we're giving them out from now till 1 o'clock? No, 2 o'clock.
O'clock. 590 Baseball. This is baseball all a warm-up act. That's right. All what this is.
You got a baseball show today
here?
Yeah,
about 1
you?
To
superstar.
2.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Look at him. That's why he's been talking so damn much.
Martin had the idea of doing a scavenger hunt, which I feel like would knock stuff off the shelf. So I'm not sure if that's the best idea.
No. But basically, let's do this right now. The first person that comes in here before 11 o'clock, we will give away 2 seats. And there's a Charlie Tuna fan.
She won.
You want Cardinal tickets? June 25th.
See
you want to see the Oakland A's? Are these seats next to each other?
Sister girl won.
She's wearing red. She deserves the tickets.
There we go. Enjoy that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's all yours. That's
the good news, ma'am. The bad news is you have to go with this guy.
I have no problem. I'll go with all of
you. She had no problem. She's a tall, dark, sexy man. She'll go with me. Thank you very much. That is so true.
Keyword older. Thank you.
For him, at least.
All right.
Have fun at the ballpark.
Carpenter Crunch cereal is already in stores. Channel 5 reported on Carpenter's Crunch this morning. We had the exclusive. It was already announced on KSDK website. The Carpenter Crunch cereal, it's guaranteed to decrease your batting average by,
That's terrible. So I guess if this jump starts another run for Carpenter, does Schnucks have to create a food item for him every year for the remainder of his contract?
What's next?
Carpenter sports drink.
Whatever food item
Carpenter
it is,
soda.
They need to put it in aisle 7 and not aisle 1 because that's kind of what they need to do with the batting order as well.
That was a good one, Plazzi.
That was good.
I like that. That was very good.
All right, we are broadcasting live from the Schnucks in Prairie Dardenne.
Dardenne Prairie. We're at 7909 Highway N. Basically, you're just taking 40 all the way down pretty much, getting off at, what's that golf course exit?
Winghaven?
Winghaven, yes. Get off at Winghaven and just turn right on Winghaven and you'll find us.
All right. Excitement level for the Stanley Cup. I don't know how anybody could not put a 10 on it. Chuck, 10, you'll be 11. Watching every game, won't you?
Every game. Now, it'll be tough when you get late in the NBA season. I was at the game the other night, and I actually left the clinching game. I actually left the game in the second period because I had to go watch the Toronto Raptors game.
You left quite possibly the, symbolically the biggest game in Blues history.
Well, I'm not sure. I have to talk about multiple things, you know. I know you guys do. So I went to Cafe Napi, sat and watched both TVs. One is on the Blues. One is on the Toronto Raptors.
Did you drink water and eat some, like, black peanuts?
That's all I do is drink water and eat fruit. That's all I do.
Did you bring your own fruit? Explains the body you have today,
right? That's right. Explains Shaka Zulu.
Do they charge you for the food? Because the water's free. Do you buy something when you're at that restaurant?
No, this is special water. Special.
Speaking of Italian restaurants, I was at John Minio's last night off Clayton Road.
Isn't that something there?
One of the greatest Red Sox.
You sit outside, you go out inside.
We were inside, but boy, what a great family. Mm-hmm. Man, that food is
That food is unreal.
Yeah. One of the Blues owners was there also. Not really? Tom Stillman,
I bet he was in a good
one.
Mood.
That's Dave Stewart's, one of his favorite places.
They mentioned Dave because Alex is with us and Alex works at Worldwide Technology, and the waiter said, "Oh, so your boss is Dave Stewart." Alex says, "Well, you know, not exactly. It's not like I'm working right below Dave." There's about 50,000 people between Alex Cusumano and Dave Stewart. So, all right, guys, fun fact, team with the longest winning streak, Miami Marlins. Wow.
That is true. They're on a roll now all of a sudden. They've won six straight.
I was reading one baseball column about 3 or 4 days ago that you could make a case for the Marlins offense being like the worst in the history of baseball through one of the analytic stats that was historically bad.
They fired their hitting coach, and they're not really scoring necessarily. They're just getting really, really good pitching. And three of those wins are against the Mets, who have fallen apart. So that kind of helps a little bit, too.
Yeah. All right, so changes tonight in store for the Cardinals. I don't think – well, I don't know. If you had to guess, do you think that Mike Shildt trots out Matt Carpenter in the one spot tonight, or do you think he makes the move tonight?
I think he makes the move after Memorial Day. I think they need to use that kind of as a, all right, it's not working. This is kind of a launching pad to a new part of our season. My guess is that's when they make a move in the lineup. What I want to see from him is if your starters are really only giving you five innings – then adjust to that. And the Cardinals are either blowing teams out this month or they're losing, which means one of your strengths, the back end of the bullpen, has been rendered useless over the course of the last 3 weeks. So instead, get only four innings out of your starters then. Stop. Who cares about the win? Who cares about the five-inning minimum? If they're pitching well, fine. But if they're struggling in the early innings and their pitch counts is in the 70s and 80s in the fourth and you don't trust them facing a third time through the order, remove them, and then that's when you go to Gant. That's when you go to Brebbia. Quit waiting for the seventh inning because it's reaching a point now where you're either up by eight runs in the seventh inning, it doesn't matter, or you're losing and those outs become useless.
Since Shilty doesn't have that major league managerial experience, does Mo and management intercede on some of these private meetings?
John Mozeliak has told me more than once in his office that he is not a general manager like some who make out lineup cards. But they talk every day, and maybe he's not making out the lineup card. I'm sure he has thrown.
Suggesting.
Yeah, I'm sure he's thrown out some ideas, and then it's up to Mike Shildt to make the final decision. All right, let's take a short timeout. We're broadcasting live from Schnucks. I want to say about our good friends at the Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend 170 in Delmar, One McKnight Place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.